You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Fast and Loose is next. Stick around.
What about our love? It's so hard to start in a violent. black life.
Hey, what's up? Just gonna check in here. This is Nate, you're listening to Fast and Loose. This is a radio program here on WMFO. Tufts Freeform Radio, broadcasting to you from Medford, the beautiful campus of Tufts University, where it is a Tuesday. Before the storm. Yeah, apparently some sort of nor'easter is coming. An undisclosed amount of rain, snow, and wind will be hitting us. That'll be great. I live on top of a big old hill. There was a time last week that I woke up in the middle of the night because it was so windy, and I can't remember the last time that had ever happened to me. I thought my entire house was going to blow down. It was nuts. Anyway, today we're going to be reviewing the greatest novels of all time, comma, war category. War and Peace obviously being the number one, but there's some others, so just gonna like list them through. Don't do a lot of book talk on the show, but I don't know, I find myself in some sort of like weird book purgatory. There are books that I really want to read that have that I've literally left half done, and they sit next to my reading chair, and I just have no interest. And you're talking to Nate, the person who by himself read The Brothers Karamazov and remained interested and motivated to read that book all the way through, all however many thousands of pages. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's some sort of like post-graduate school slump. I don't even want to read like random novels, which I used to do a lot of. I'm reading New Yorker articles. I'm reading The Economist cover to cover, as I do. And I'm talking about things with people, but no books. So anyway, maybe this will excite my desire to read a little bit more. We got a great show. Bunch of songs. Maybe a few poems. I didn't prepare anything, but you know, the mood at times does strike. Maybe some spontaneous poetry. I'm teaching my daughter how to do poetry right now. She loves rhyming. And I do think that sometimes the container of rhyme does dissuade people from writing poetry, because whether it be song lyrics or what, rhyme sort of like dominates. And it's like, no, you can do whatever you want. Big spaces, M dashes if you're Emily Dickinson. Just big old weird formatting. It's the best. It's the best. Write a poem about a fish and make it in the shape of a fish for it. Sometimes actually like challenging yourself to do some of those things helps a lot. Anyway, this has been a public message service in support of poetry. I'll ask Ed to write one of those. All right, yeah, just listen to this show for the next hour. Great. Taking you out.
It's a cruel, cruel world.
Thank you. I just found the fence where I'm going to lean. Take my handkerchief out and rub my eyeglasses clean. So I just learned my face, but I forgot my name. I'm gonna wear this smile like it's some stupid toupee and say, just learned your face, but it is bound to change. You can say what you want, but try to think of my way and say, this wicked campaign. I said, this was not my plan. Well, you know I'm a bastard and we only just met. I guess I probably shouldn't wear this big old sign around my neck. I still got some opinions that I'm willing to claim. I won't carry them around like there's some wicked campaign. I started the debate, now I'm sure I can't win. I should probably just exit the same way I came in. Well, I'm kind of calculated, didn't calculate this. Well, there's a lot more nothing than you knew exists. So, every day is a wicked campaign. Well, I just found the fence where I'm going to lean. Take my handkerchief out and rub my eyeglasses clean. I could apologize, but then I'm dead for nothing exists. So the world's got plenty of good and bad lives, but our lives should come with chariots and choirs singing, things are not so bad. And we say, it's a wicked campaign. And they sing,
hey, what's up? You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. We got a little bit of a headphone jack issue in the studio, so I'm constantly adjusting levels because it's hard for me to hear myself, which you would think is fine, I don't know, but it is very strange to wear headphones and not be able to hear the sounds coming out of your mouth. So, and like levels are important also because we got the air conditioner running here in the studio, as always, backing me up. In addition to Bonnaboo. Yeah, so anyway, here's a story. I've been like sitting with this one for a while. So I have my daughter goes to daycare and it's in Medford and it's the parking lot to this daycare, you like all parking lots, really everywhere in this city, it's kind of a free-for-all. The lines aren't clearly marked, and obviously it's small, so like you're kind of coming and going, and there's just like a lot of pass-through. Now, though there's markings, they're kind of faint, there is this area where you're not supposed to park. Pretty clearly, just number one, lack of markings. Number two, it's right next to the doors, okay? And so sometimes, this happens, sometimes people will park right there, right in front of the doors, and it's impossible to see anybody coming out of the doors, running into the parking lot. There's kids, all this kind of stuff. It drives me crazy. Okay. And I've thought, all right, well, what am I gonna do about this? Because I have a little bit of driving anxiety. I will freely admit that I am one of those people, especially maybe it was post-pandemic, you know, didn't drive for a long time, and then all of a sudden I'm like super clued in on just like there's pedestrians everywhere. I drive pretty slow in comparison to some of the, I will say, aggressive drivers in this city. And I'm always like head on a swivel. I'm always looking around. I have this like crazy fear that I've like hit somebody and I didn't know. Anyway, so I bring that anxiety into this. And I also bring a little bit of like, I don't know. I know how things work and I kind of want to just like be an agent of change. Potentially a safety change agent for any of the listeners who know what that is. But I've thought about, okay, do I email the school and just they're like, hey, can you just like email everybody and tell them not to park in this clearly just, you can't park here. It's literally at the foot of the stairs, this small flight of stairs that comes out. And I was like, no, I don't want to be that guy, whatever. It's kind of passive aggressive. So anyway, one day, a guy's parked there. A guy that like, I know people that know him. So there's like a little bit, and I think he knows people that know me. And so it's like, okay. And I went up and I was like, hey man, is it okay if you just make sure that you scoot over to this spot? Because when you park right here, it's really hard to see people come out of the door. And I just don't want to make a safety issue. And he goes, hey, I wouldn't normally park here, but the lot is full. And I was like, all right, cool. Yeah, no big deal. All right. See you later. That was it. End of interaction. And I'm feeling pretty good. I'm like, okay, you know, that wasn't bad. Nobody was upset. Got it. Okay, fast forward a couple to like last week. So I was out of town for a week. And then because of like schedule and stuff, my wife had to pick up our daughter a couple times. So it's the first time I'm back in the parking lot. And really, I mean, whatever. It was the first time we'd see each other. He comes out with his kids and he's like, hey man, what was that crap about where I was going to park? And I went back in. I was like, hey, if you park too far over and you're up here, you can't see. And he was like, no. I parked right here. And he points to where he's parked, which is like a regular spot. And I was like, I don't, you know, I think when I'm confronted with like, I don't know, like an extremely obvious difference of opinions, which like this guy was parked in the wrong spot, whatever. I think what I do is I immediately am just like, well, all right. You know, like I'm just like, what am I going to do? Just start arguing? I don't know. So I was like, all right. And he like was like, hey, how you know, you have a good day. And it was like a fast interaction. And it's been in my head because it's one of those things that I'm like, I don't, maybe this is a form of catharsis, just telling you, the listener, about this. Because it's tough. It is like really hard to sort of like square up like, oh, maybe I shouldn't just intervene, right? Or maybe that's not the right thing, or maybe I should have just sort of gone through the school. I don't know. Especially, and I told my friend Bob this, who everybody who knows Bob knows who I'm talking about. I told my friend Bob this, and I was like, yeah, it was, I'm sort of used to like a culture of like, hey, just make sure you do this, or hey, I noticed this, that kind of thing. And that was an interesting, I don't know. It's just an interesting thing because especially here too, people will confront you. This is a real, you know, we live in sort of this collective society of Boston, Medford. I mean, when we moved into our house, people were sort of recommending the plants that we plant and stuff like that. And I like that. I like that we're all sort of like paying attention. But I don't know. I'm just like in my head about like, did I really make this guy super upset? Was this like so out of left field for him? I don't know. So, and like the fact that I kind of, you know, it's like there's like a loose association. It's not like when I'm biking here, which I did today, and like people aren't just like passing way too close to the cyclists or like not waiting at stop signs or whatever, you know, that kind of stuff. And it's like, who cares? I can just yell like, hey, get out of the bike lane, because like, what, am I ever going to see those people again? No, maybe. I don't know. Maybe if you're listening now and there was a guy in a navy blue jacket and red sunglasses on like a blue bike that yelled at you because you were hanging out in the bike lane, that is me. My name is Nate, and the name of the show is Fast and Loose. So anyway, that's just, I just wanted to maybe get that off my chest. I feel better thinking about saying it now. We have yet to have a third interaction. I don't know what I'm gonna do. I think I'm just gonna sort of smile and be like, hello, and that's it. I don't know. I have gone from completely don't acknowledge it all the way over to I have like this gift card for coffee at a local coffee place that's in my car, and I've never used it. I'm probably never going to use it because I always forget about it. I've thought about being like, hey man, didn't mean to like set you off. Here is like a gift card. You know, let's just do a reset. I've thought about doing that. But now it's been like a week since that last interaction, and it's like, well, what am I going to do? Like dredge it up again. That's like a thing people don't want. Anyway, I will say this. No one's parking in that spot right now. Been over there all week last week and this week. Nobody's parking in that spot, which that's a victory for safety. And that's a victory that I will accept. We heard at the top of the hour, Busy Earning by Jungle. That was the old school. I used to say poems and then play that. And then also another introduction song I just hadn't heard in a while that I love, You're Dreaming by Wolf Parade. Cruel World by Fantagram, which is a great song to play in the studio. I play that one selfishly because listening to that song really loud is awesome. And then Hammer by Hannah Vu, which is off of Romanticism, which is a brand new spanking album. I would absolutely recommend you listen to that whole album and some other stuff by her if you haven't. That's the single is Hammer, but there's also some really, really fun. And it's like all the album and single covers and stuff are like these romantic artists. It's great. Wicked Campaign by Modest Mouse. You know that song if you listen to this show. Good couple of songs coming up next. 855-915-WMFO, or just call me if you know my email address. Or not my email address, my phone number. Just do that. I'm here. We're hanging out. Great. Let's get back to the music.
Starting over, yeah, it's starting now. Why are you running from your own crowd? Where are you going? And what you plan to do when you reach that age, girl? Just don't leave me.
Lost my valentine. You could never keep my meaning straight. Time of day.
The milk is sour. I've barely been to college and I've been doubtful of all that I've dreamed of. The brink of my existence essentially is a comedy, the gap in my teeth and all that I can cling to. The milk is sour.
Shalala, oom, shalala, oom, shalala, oom, shalala.
The milk is sour with olives on my thumbs. All that I've stuck to and all that I've clung to. I've fought like a dog. This world that I've trusted has been over and busted and rested by an arbitrary sonogram.
Shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala.
Sour with olives on my thumbs, and I've been doubtful If you don't go outside, well, nothing's gonna happen. She'll never write a number on a crumpled up napkin. She'll never be your ego, she'll never be a bandit. She'll never get to eat you like your heart's a pomegranate. I'm throwing out the milk, the olives got old. I'm tired of my mind getting heavy with mold. I need to start a garden, I need to start a garden. I need to start a garden, I need to start a garden. Gonna start a garden in my backyard. Gonna start a garden in my backyard. Cause making this song up is just as hard. Cause making this song up is just as hard.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. Haley Hendricks, Shalala, from that album, I Need to Start a Garden. I love that. I have that same thought, Haley. Revolution featuring First Aid Kit, Van Williams. Before that, and then before that, Fears by Michigander. Little journey through the late 2010s. Got a quick PSA for you. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close by to every resident of Somerville and Medford. From the Tufts campus, it's just a four-block walk west to get to a trail along the Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 19, so be careful there. Use the crosswalk. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic. I'll add pickleball to that. Or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Backhouse Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5-mile trek, mostly up the Mystic River, and a little less than a mile further up, the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lakes provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. That is being renovated and should be open by the summer. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical health and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts non-commercial community radio. Yeah, big shout out. Mystic River. It's great. It's not just maybe the saddest book you've ever read, comma, the saddest movie you've ever seen. It's something that has been here and is great. And the Mystic Lakes, Shannon Beach, big time shout out. Also running along there, the parks along the Mystic, Duggar Park specifically, there is tennis there, but I think there's 7 pickleball courts that have been marked off, and I know a very, very dedicated group of people are playing there now, already. You don't have to go into the Mystic Rec, Medford Rec. There's a great group of people play there, I know for a fact, on Saturdays and on Fridays. But hey, call me up. You want to play pickleball? I'm in. Tufts Pickleball Instagram account? That's me. I'm in it. Let's play. I'm like the Johnny Appleseed of pickleball. Not the first time I've applied that moniker to myself. All right. 15 more minutes of this show remain. And a whole day of great programming here on WMFO awaits. Let's get back in there. Oh,
like a bottle of beer. The wave is coming, but I ain't got no fear. I'm waxing down to that Agoria fast. I'm waxing down because it's really a blast. I'm going surf because I don't like the fizz. I'm bailing out because I hate the rings. A rat's a bun running, running on maze. I'm going surfing, I'm going surfing.
Hey, cutting right in here to say that is it for me. It's going to be an awesome week. I know it. Brave the rain if you are in the Northeast. And if not, you are lucky. Portugal the Man, Share With Me the Sun, No Exit by Tennis, Surf Wax, America by Weezer is what you just heard. But you know that. Finish it up here with Kungs, and I will see you next week on the radio. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio.
And a heart that beats and a heart that's true. Something that you got to know this.
Okay, so guitar.
Okay, so let's start with this. What's your name?
Q-Tip.
Where were you going? Who were you going with?
It's me, Ali.
Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. I gotta get it. I got to get it. I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo.